This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:14, St. Patrick's Day 2025, Tommy Tucker. And it's going to be a beautiful day, a couple of different celebrations. It sucks that the parade got canceled on Saturday, but man, it's going to be perfect today. And they got the Irish Channel stuff going on. They got a fundraiser for St. Michael Special School, a lot of different things going on. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Jeff.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Tommy.
Although I'm guessing you're probably more of a St. Joseph's Day guy.
Yes, I would be more of a St. Joseph's Day guy. You're
but
right.
But you can be Irish today, and then yep. I'll be Italian on Wednesday. It'll work out.
Yes, yeah. We all get a day.
Let's talk about LSU football and spring practice and what Brian Kelly decided to do.
Yeah, there will not be a spring game this year. They had scheduled a spring game on April 12th. Now, we're starting to see this across the country. One of the reasons given by some of the coaches is that when you have a spring game, it allows other programs to really, because most of these spring games are now televised, it allows opponents to take a look at your second stringers and third stringers and then try to pull those guys off your, you know, then allows them to then try to recruit those guys off your team to their team. Now, Brian Kelly said that's not necessarily the case on why he's changing things up. So what LSU is going to do is they're just going to have an open practice inside Tiger Stadium. And Coach Brian Kelly says it'll actually give them more time to work on special teams. It will allow them to work more on goal line situations, red zone situations, third down situations, instead of just having a game where you can't necessarily you can't work on goal line situation unless it actually occurs during the game. So this will allow them to really do some things that you get 15 practices during the spring. And Coach Kelly said the other thing is sometimes they would use that 14th practice to kind of get ready on how they would warm up and all that stuff for the 15th for the spring game. So he wants to maximize the use of his 15 spring practices and doesn't really want to pigeonhole himself to a spring game in that final game. The other thing that LSU is doing on that April 12th is once the practice is over, fans will then have the opportunity to get autographs from the players, from the coaches. You know, back in the day, maybe I guess 10, 12, 15 years ago, LSU would have a fan day in August where fans would get an opportunity to bring posters and you can get autographs from the players. Well, that went away. So they're bringing it back here. And I think that's a good thing, Tommy, because in this day of the transfer portal and guys coming and going, I think it's sometimes hard for fans to get a connection with some of the players on the team. And this will allow them to at least have that opportunity. And I know for kids and stuff, it will be a cool if you can go out there and get Garrett Nussmeier's autograph or something like that, Caden Durham's autograph. So I think that's a good move from LSU's part.
Have you ever seen when they do that at Alabama and the people that are waiting and then rush on the field?
Yeah. Well, Alabama's had, you know, especially when Nick Saban had it rocking and rolling. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would sell out their spring game. But it seems like
when it came time to meet the players and then – and Alabama people that were there running on the field to meet the people.
Yeah, well, I also look at it, too, as, you know, in college athletics, which is becoming more professional. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know about when the Saints hold the training camp. And what's great about training camps in the NFL, it gives fans access that they obviously you just don't get, right? You get to go watch the practice. You get to hang out after the practice. Players come by, autograph. And those are things that I think are special, especially when you have a family and you can't afford to go to the game, but you can take your kids to the training camp practice and get autographs afterwards. And so LSU's at least one day bringing that opportunity for LSU fans in April.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we're talking past each other here, and I don't think you're grasping my point, which is to ridicule the fans of Alabama.
I don't know. I'm paying attention to what LSU's right. doing, Tommy.
I'm just saying, if you've seen footage of it, it'll raise your eyebrows.
Okay. All right.
Let's talk about LSU baseball now and beginning SEC play.
Well, it was a great start for the LSU Tigers. They really handled Missouri, and they should. Missouri is probably going to finish in last place in the 16-team conference. It was an opportunity right off the bat to get off to a great start, and they did that. Offensively, the Tigers were fantastic, I thought. They constantly put pressure on Missouri's pitching staff, scoring 29 runs. They only hit 4 home runs. That's been a theme so far throughout this season that LSU doesn't necessarily need to play long ball in order to win games. I know a couple Fridays ago they hit 6 home runs in one game, but this is a team that can just score runs in a variety of ways. They get on base. And 1 through 9 through the lineup, every guy is a problem. You know, even Michael Braswell, who has really struggled this season, had a big game on Saturday night. He drove in 3 runs, and 2 of his runs that he drove in were on squeeze plays. So, again, I think that's a really good sign for LSU offensively. If you're looking for something to keep monitoring and watching is your 2 of your starters could not get past the 4th inning, Anthony Ianson and Chase Shores. But there's guys out of the bullpen that Coach Jay Johnson could really rely on. And Zach Collin on Friday and Sunday was good on both days. Connor Ware was good on Saturday and Sunday. And Anthony Ianson was terrific Saturday night, holding a 1-run lead for 2 1/3 innings. So there's options. And that's something that, you know, even in the 2023 season, LSU didn't have a lot of options once he got past Paul Skeens, Ty Floyd, and a few other guys. Now, some guys developed as the season went along, but early on in the season here, Jay Johnson has options out of the bullpen. So if an Ianson Shores or even a Kate Anderson on a Friday only can give you, you know, 5 innings or whatever, there's guys in the bullpen that they can go to. Now, will those guys out of the bullpen get tired by the end of the year because they're being used so much? We'll wait and see. But I still think LSU's in a really good spot with its pitching staff.
I know you worried about LSU or concerned about LSU and focusing on LSU as you should. But considering Jordan Fiegel and our general manager, Dan Barron, are both graduates of the University of Alabama, I never pass on an opportunity to take a shot at them.
Okay.
7:21, we'll take a break, talk women's basketball at LSU when we come back. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. 7:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our good friend Jeff Palermo, WWL.com. Columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. You'll find a lot of stuff that he's written and posted at WWL.com that'll be interesting reading. Let's talk, Jeff, about those Lady Tigers and where they landed in the LSU basket in the NCAA tournament.
This is the 4th season for Coach Kim Mulkey at LSU, and for the 4th consecutive season, LSU is a 3 seed. So, of course, in the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament, the top 4 seeds in each region have the opportunity to host the first 2 rounds, so LSU will be home this weekend. They will face 14-seeded San Diego State, who won the Mountain West Championship, the Mountain West Tournament Championship, to automatically qualify for the NCAA Tournament. So LSU will spend time breaking down San Diego State. If LSU wins that game, they would play the winner of Florida State and George Mason on Monday. By the way, that LSU-San Diego State game tip off at 9:15 inside the PMAC on Saturday night. 9:15 p.m.
For TV, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I know. But really the big story for LSU is its health, because what we saw in the SEC tournament, Flaujay Johnson was held out because of a shin injury. And then Anisha Morrow, one of their top players, a double-double machine, she re-aggravated a foot injury. And it's, you know, if those, they need Michaela Williams, they need Flaujay Johnson, and they need Anisha Morrow to be healthy. And if those 3 are healthy, those 3 are as good as any other threesome on any other team in NCAA women's college basketball. And so, really, it depends on them. And, you know, Coach Kim Mulkey said both of them, they're good to go. They're still in walking boots, but that's more of a precaution. And she thinks by Saturday night, those 2 will be ready to go, and hopefully they can stay healthy through the tournament.
Jeff, I try to keep track of this and remember, but I can't. Tell me how far the women's basketball team went last year.
They got all the way to the Elite 8, and they lost to Iowa.
That's right. Now, men's basketball declined the NIT invitation. I always thought the NIT was an interesting tournament because it used to be, you could say, we're number 65 in the nation. Now I think you can say we're number, what, 69?
Yes, you could say you're number 69. LSU said it had injuries, didn't have enough players, but really the real reason is it's just time to move on to the next season. LSU finished 3-15. In SEC play, lost in the opening round of the SEC tournament. Right now, Matt McMahon and the staff need to focus in on getting better players in. The NCAA or the transfer portal is opening here, I think, in about another week to 10 days. And so the focus with an increased NIL budget Somewhere around $5 million is what's being reported. Try to use that money and bring better players to Baton Rouge and yeah, see if that doesn't result in wins and an NCAA tournament berth next year.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just see the clock. In terms of NIL money, how's that divvied up between programs?
Well, it's really up to how much a program can raise. And men's basketball has been lagging at LSU. And the only way for them to compete is they got to get more money. And there's a lot more here because you got revenue sharing starting and all that. But we'll have to talk about it some other time, Tommy.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. Appreciate it as always. Have a great week and a really happy St. Joseph's Day. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, as we always do. We'll take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street with Mark Rosa. Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Time now, WWL First News.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.